Now, I want us to look at him, and I have labeled him the country preacher who came to town. And you find, first of all, his birthplace, and where he was raised, his hometown. 6 miles south of Jerusalem, there is the familiar place of little Bethlehem. The prophet had said, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth. Bethlehem has become famous, but there was another little place that was 6 miles southeast of Bethlehem called Tekoa, and it is not so well known. In fact, Amos is not even mentioned anywhere else in the Old Testament. There is an Amos in Mary's genealogy that's given in Luke, but no relation to this Amos at all. And the little town of Tekoa that he came from is practically an unknown place. It was a place where a prophetess came and gave David a message, and David was familiar with that area because that is the area he'd gone in to hide from King Saul. And let me tell you, that's a real wilderness down there. The nation Israel today is made along by the side of the Dead Sea, a nice highway that leads to Masada, and then you can come back around through Arad and back down up through Hebron and through Bethlehem. But you don't get near Tekoa because it is over in that wilderness. And I'm sure that most of you have never heard of it. And little wonder. It's no reflection at all. It's a ghost town today. And it never was, even in its heyday, more than a wide place in the road. It was a whistle stop. It was just a jumping off place. It was a camping ground. It was really a country crossroads. And it was on the frontier. It's one of those places that we used to have in Texas, where they said to get to the place, you had to go as far as you can in a buggy and then get off and walk another couple of miles. Well, Tekoa was that kind of a place, 12 miles southeast of Jerusalem, in that frightful wilderness, by the way. Tekoa is in that spot, and it's the birthplace of Amos, and the only claim that it ever had the greatness is the fact that Amos came from there. Now, Tekoa is on the edge of that frightful wilderness which goes down to the very edge of the Dead Sea. It's on that ridge overlooking the Dead Sea. It's a desert wilderness where wild animals howl by night, and by day you can see spots here and there where there was the remains of the camps of the Bedouins as they moved through that area. They did not stay. There's the blackened ground there for the nomad and the vagabond of the desert. The Bedouins lived there. It was a desert jungle. Adam Smith says this, "The men of Tekoa looked out upon a desolate and haggard world." And this is the area in which Bishop Pike should not have gone, for this is where he died. And strange things happen in that area. There are those that even today say that it's the place of demons. Now, this was the hometown of Amos. He was a herdman. That is an unusual word that's used here, and it means that he was the herdman of a peculiar breed of desert sheep. They were a scrub stock, but they grew long wool because it gets cold there in the wintertime, you know. And he also says that he was a gatherer of sycamore fruit. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, the literal is a pincher of sycamores. That is, this was a fruit like a small fig that grew on these scrub trees down there in the desert. And they grew at a lower level than the sycamore that we think of today. And Amos actually then had to travel to his job. He was a migrant worker, if you please. His sheep and his sycamores pushed Amos far out into that desert. He was truly a farmer. He was a country rube. He was a rustic. He was a yokel. He was a hayseed. He was a country preacher. He was a clumsy bumpkin and all thumbs among the ecumenical preachers up yonder in Bethel, where one of the golden calves was. He was that kind of a man.